Shemi. According to all the Shemi, so Yudachas means if the two Ksustroids are situated lengthwise of the Rishus Rabbi, and Shteyutes means if they are situated widthwise of the Rishus Rabbi. But according to Rabbi Goyen, it doesn't make any difference whether they are situated lengthwise or widthwise, and the Rach has the same pshat. The Yud Achas means if the two Rishus Ayochit, the two Rishus Ayochit, or the two porches, let's say, are located in such a way that it's the derech to combine the two Zustroyes into one platform, into one yuta. So then, that's Yud Achas. But if it is not the derech to combine the two Zustroyes into one platform, into one yuta, so then it's the yutas. As a matter of fact, I mean today, it is very seldom that it should be Yud Achas. I suppose in those days it was much more frequent to combine two porches into one platform by putting a board over the two porches and combine it into one platform, into one yud. But today it's very unlikely. You see in the hospitals, you see sometimes that there is one platform over two Xustroyes in certain hospitals. So you see it. But it's an unlikely thing. So Memele, according to Rav Haigoyen, so it's very seldom that there should be an Issa Deraisa today in Meishit, Mirshus Ayochid, Lishus Ayochid, Lishus Rav. Yes, what is it?
In Israel, the older buildings.
All right, it could be. I'm not a bokeh. I'm not a bokeh in the arrangement of buildings in any place. There are Tisroel or in Chicago or in New York or in any place. But I saw it in certain hospitals. I saw it. So they have across the street. So they have it combined into one platform. So according to Rav Haigoyen, so when is it considered Yud Achas? When is it considered Yud Achas? Only if it's the derech of the two Rishus Ayochids to combine it into one platform. Now, according to the Adrishani, it's all a question whether it's located lengthwise, the two Rishus Ayochids are located lengthwise of the Rishus Arabim or widthwise of the Rishus Arabim. In other words, let's say if you have two cars parked, now every car is Rishus Ayochid, Kuvei Ayut and Rochev Dalet. So if you have the two cars parked, let's say one that would be Yud Achas. But if they are parked this way, with wise of the Rishus Arabi, so then it's the Yudas, according to other Rishonim. But according to Rabbi Goyen, it doesn't make any difference. Even when it's parked this way, it's not a derech to combine two cars into one platform. I never saw it. But I did see sometimes when you have trucks of people who do work, you know, in the street, so they have two big trucks and then they put a big board over both trucks to combine it into one duty. I mean, that I saw many times. I saw it in Chicago, I saw it in New York. I mean, so that would be considered Yud Achas. Would be considered Yud Achas according to Rabbi. Alright, now the Tesis. This thesis really has to do with the Mishnah. Daf Tzadik Tes Omud Aleph. Shtei Zustroyes Mayrish Yesosu Limato Bishum Dovo Veim Doim Beikim Tachtei Oy Sheyesh Mechitzes Lemailo Min Agzust Disu Lichashino Lipki Adoy. In other words, because we pass like the Rabbanu Frevi Yisro of Yud, so we don't say good achas if it's Doim Beikim Tachto. So Memele, how can we consider the Zustroyes as Rishus Ayochit just because it's elevated 10 tvochim above the karka, so it does not give it the din of Rishus Ayochid because we don't say good achis in as much as doing is baking tachto. So Teisa says, we are dealing with here with a xustra, let's say, porch that is osen lemato. Is osen lemato, it goes down up to poches migimu tvochim from the karka of the Rishus Aram. In other words, if you have, let's say, if suppose you have a porch here, and you don't have a mechitzah going down to the Karka Rishus Rabbi, but you have a mechitzah of 10 trochim, you have a mechitzah of 10 trochim above the floor of the Gzustre. So then it's all right, then it's a Rishus Ayochid, even though it doesn't go down. So the plain pshat is because from the Karka Agole, they were a defen of 10 Tvochim high. Now, but then you'll ask, but Teisves was Chilik and Rashi. Teisves, that's like Chesam Dalev, Adbe Yehiche Monachlo, Agabe de Angole, Agole Mikurei, Agole Mikurei. So Teisve says, Viteime Lomo, Disal Pirish Rashi, Disal Kedaitoch, Shagolo Hoyso Mikure. Viteime Lomo Hoyso Volemake. So according to Teisve, it's an altogether different Pshati and the Gemara. So Mele, one can say that according to Teisve, the Agoles had no Karke. But it's not Mistaber that according to Teisve, the Agoles had no Karke. I mean, it's not Mistaber. So according to Teisve, too, they had a certain kind of a karke of a shulayim. They had a certain kind of shulayim. But Rashi, according to Rashi, so the havamin of the Gemara was that the agoles was so mikure, it had a cement floor. The agoles, she chayil veofel ibinyan ke aliyah milmato ke isan shalonu shetiyan imchayil veofel ibinyan. So that then he says minayinule. But so mainly this Gemara, according to Rashi, so it's a Gemara Mefureshes here, that the Agoles had the Karka, had the Shulayim. But how I mean of the Gemara was that it had the Karka of Chil and Ofo, completely Soso, and the tenet of the Gemara was no. It consisted, the Karka, the Shulayim consisted of separate lefts, you say this. And there was some vacant space between one Yosef and another. But Teisus could also agree that they had a certain kind of Ishalayim. And Mimele, so this is what Teisus says, V'chin ha'goles soyo rishus ha'yochid af al pi she'tachteyem rishus ha'rabim lifi she'yesh miguf ha'gole ad lemaylo min ha'kroshim har b'yesa ma'asor. But if it had no Ishalayim at all, so then it would be a mechitzat luyo. Even if it had, from the bottom of the agole up to the top, so it had more than 10. But if it was completely hollow and had no form of shulayim at all, so then it would be a mechitzat luyo. And according to Rabbanan Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudah, mechitzat luyo is in a materes, only be mine. So we have to say that even according to Teisus, the agoles, and it's unreasonable that the agoles were completely hollow at the bottom. They probably had a certain. There is no agole that has no bottom at all. But the bottom thesis only says minayinule, that why should the havamin of the Gemara be that the agoles had a real karka? I mean that consisted of chilvah. All right. Minagole lagole kemleirach agole. Misimel baal menakti. Vagafuche komash menleirach agole chomeshanis. Keiched litche kekoshi. Pir Sharashi in Bosom is Adon Ariel, because the Mosikliu the Manach Lachudo. So the Teretz is that Rashi, so we mentioned, that Rashi agrees with the Sheet of the Balamoyek, that according to Maskon of the Gemore, of Bad Beer, so it's possible that sometimes they arranged it with wise too, sometimes on the Chudon and sometimes on the Wheat. Elo nearly four is a litrike koshim, Afal Gab the Dai Hoya Barba, and Chotim Taboys, Shin Zuke Negetzu. Voyu shamat boye kin forish shen gush mikom wa kim ifne kingdom mishtar vevin vidach kin zel ze im loy she yesh rab godol bneyem u rechik lo mali be amse u paul gesag we shit as rash she shtey agole so im froki zum izu ve yesh shafsik bneyem he am and there was a vacant space of 5 amps because the protrusion of each carriage and the tzadachitzen was 2.5 amps. So Kosh, the Hich Yechilim Koshim Shekolkach Kvedim, Sheir Kan Eser Amis, ויראו בן עמו וחוצי, ויאוב יון עמו, לעמו ידל ביס עמו יישאו מחצו, על ביס עמו יישאו מחצו ריח, ואי דיפורר באמסו ופלגי סגי, איך יוכל כל כך כבד גודל, לעמו יד באמסו ופלגי, וכל שכון למנדאום הכל והלכין עד כאצבע, שלו יוכל עם לעמו יד, ואי דיכו יוכל עם, שתי הגולס להלר זו בצד זו, בתסבוב עמו יד, זה כל מתרשי, it was two separate agoles, and they were not combined into a unitary thing. So how was it possible? Heich yechelim shtei agoles lahalir zubi sadzubi tezvav ameis elim kino yu akhoshim nekshin zebezu vei chetzorach lima lipirushei shakhoshim oyonetim aloyolim oyalachatzireis milimailo miyud mikol tzad beis ameis umechzo כמו שפירש בקונטרס בעצמי, שערי רך שני הקושים וחופם, ושסרה במין רכב, כמתזיין עם. Now, here, you'll see in the Marsho, שלא במקימי, and something else, and some other things with, that the Marsho had a gear say, that הקושים היונטים על היעולי, או על החצריס, מלמיילו, מיוד, מכל צד בייז עמיס, not בייז עמיס המחצו. And that's a better gear say. Because according to Maskon of the Gemore, so there was a chotzi amo a nitzayit for the Ben Levi. So mimele it only was neite al chatzeres milmayo miyud mikol tzad beiz amis, not beiz amis amecht. She void minol nishtei agolis o yoyilchi zubi tzadzul mimele afshe yirushus rabim tzayin amo shemo yoyilchi kulon zu achazu voy yirushus rabim koton o yarboton יחד והויו ריש רבים גודל הרבה ונראה רבנתם. So רבנתם, so first of all רבנתם has an altogether different sheet ששתי הגוליס היו מחובוריס יחד and they were combined through an eight zoruch תזבוב עמו. So they were combined and they worked together. זה והויו בו הבו יפן. So each הגולה had four wheels. Mul shtei agolis, u shtei tikuni dafanis. Mul shtei agolis. U vein agolo la agolo, moyerach agolo peirush, ben deifen agolo zu. Li deifen agolo zu, hei amis. So, where is it going to Rashi? There was mamish vacant space. There was mamish vacant space between the end of one wheel, even, and the end of the other even, just vacant space. So, according to Teisves, there was no vacant space. So, ובין הגולו להגולו, כמו ירח הגולו פרש, בין דייפן הגולו זו, לדייפן הגולו זו, היי אמיס, וצידי הגולו כמלריך והגולו מכל צד וצד, ובין דייפן הגולו, אימו איפן, שתי אמיס ומחצו, ולא כפירש הקונטרס, שפירש אמו הובילו לכל צד. וריח אף שתי הגולס עם צדיין תסבוב עמו, ומדייפן הגולו זו החיצן, ומדייפן הגולו זו החיצן, יודמיס, בערך הקרש, ויומש גיב הקרש על שתי דפני הגולס, שתי דפני הגולס. In other words, so there are number of differences between Rashi's shite and Teisa's shite. Number one, according to Rashi, so two amo and a half consisted of both sides. According, so any side alone, it consisted only of an amo and a quarter. According to Teisves, so just on each side there was two amos in the head. Difference number two, according to Rashi, there was vacant space between one agol and the other agol. That means between the end of the thickness of the ifanim of one agol and the end of the thickness of the ifanim of the other agole, there was vacant space, as I showed you before. So, in other words, so according to Rashi, it was like this. I mean, here there was vacant space, five ames, and it protruded on each side, two and a half, and this dayfen that was on the other agol also protruded two and a half. So together there was vacant space 5 amas. That's according to Rashi. According to Teis, so in other words, according to Rashi, there was vacant space. According to Teis, there was no vacant space. And according to Teis, so the Defnei Hagole touched each other. According to Teis, they touched each other. The outer limit of the wheels of the Hagole of one, so was mamish somuch to the outer limit of the wheels of the other Hagole. But according to Teisves, so each side there was each side had the size of two ames and a half. And then there is another difference. From Rashi it appears that the thickness of the Deifen was not part and parcel of the Halal Hagol. The Halal Hagol by itself, exclusive of the thickness of the Tutfani, according to Rashi, was 2.5 amos. According to Teisves, it's mashma. I mean, this is how the Masho explains it. So, and according to Teisves, it's mashma from Teisves, that the Halal Hagol, on one hand, on each side, it was 2.5 amos. But, whereas, according to Rashi, so just the hollow part of the Hagol, the Halal Hagol itself was 2.5 amos, I mean, two ames and a half. So according to Rashi, so it's the Halal Hagole together with the thickness of each Deifen on both sides was 2.5 amos. And then on each side, so the Revach between the Deifen and the Eifen and the thickness of the Eifen was 2.5 amos, according to Teisves. So Memele, that means that according to Teisves, so, and the Kroshim did not protrude beyond the Agolis. So a Keresh, so in other words, so we had, so when we had the Keresh was Tesvov, so it was Tesvov Amo, so it had, on each side you had 2.5 amo, you had 2.5 amo on one side, and then you had the Deifen and the Cholol and the other Deifen is 2.5, so it's 5, and then you had the Revach between the Deifen and the Eifen and the thickness of the Eifen, again 2.5, so it's 7.5. So the two Kroshim, together, I mean, so in other words, so of the two Agoles together, so it was 15 amo. This is what Teisa says. So he says, V'hoyo b'yarba yifanim k'mo l'shtei Agoles, u'shtei tikuni yifanis, k'mo l'shtei Agoles, u'bin Agolo la'Agolo k'mo yerech Agolo. Pirush bin Deifin Agolo zu l'Deifin Agolo zu, hei ames, v'tzidei ha'Agolo, why hei ames? Because, you see, there were two and a half amo of the Cholol plus the thickness of both vanis. And then from the end of the outer limit of the Deifen, and then so then there was 2.5 amo for the Revach between the Deifen and the Eifen plus the thickness of the Eifen. So Mimele, so he says, Peirush bin Eifen, Deifen Agolo Zu, Li Deifen Agolo Zu, Heyames, Vitzide Agolo, Kim Lerech Agolo, Mikol Tzad Vitzad, Dibin Deifen Agolo Ima Eifen, Shtei Amis Umechzo, Velo Itpirash Akunish Pirash Amo Vil Chotzad, Vrechav Shtei Agolo Is Im Tzideyen, Tesvob Amo, because it was 7.5 Amo, so 2 is Tesvob Amo, Umi Deifen Agolo Zu Achitzein, Li Deifen Agolo Zu Achitzein, Yud Amis, Beir HaKeresh, Voyomashkiv HaKeresh al Shtei Deifnei Agolis, Ushtei Agolis Achiris Lifneiem. And the two Agolis were combined for the Yitzrochim, that is the Zvob Amo. So, Shimoyo Hilchei Zu Eitzel Zu, Oyo Neitchei Zu Bezu, Vizu Achazu, Oyo Hilchei Tziofe, Vahashte Porich Shapir, Beam so Paul gesage, der Hoyo war stehe a Goli so jemals gewon, habe es all gedeiht doch, die Loi lieder de, because according to Rashi, so every Keresh was placed only on one agole. So how could it support? But according to Teitzves, so it had the support of both agoles. Umishane da filohoche midet. Amse yisei rabbi. Bitzad agole, da ave koye bo belena. Vitzorch le amse li gavre vi amse. Vitzorch le amo. Li gavre be amse yosif. Kidome fer kam di suki. Da vi suki asuye ki kifshon. Vi af al pishon pomi mo yailech mitzad ze. U pomi mitzad ze. Mikom okei, hoyo lo idai be am achas. Shemei ze tzad che o yoreitze li koneiz. Hoyo mate agole tzad achas. So was able to shift the agole. Wo yo nichnas bin oeil agole umsakton. אף על פי שהוא יורחק מן הקושים שתי עמי סומחצו, כי שיהיו צד הגולת. מקום בו כמו יוכי להיש את יודי שום ולסקי, או ילבי מקי, לא ילבי שום דבר.
שיר נון גמון שבת חוף חשבת היטוב של עמד זיין, פברואר
15, 1977. Haneitl memanisno gabon chayev, boches mikem pot. Chulis abeya means that he took some sand and he set up a bank under svas abeya. So it's a kesel made out of soil. So chulis abeya vasela sheingvein asoro, uchovon abo, haneitl mehen, vaneisin al gabon chayev, boches mikem pot. Chuli sabeya karka chvira sabeya. Nesin zviveisov lahakiv kiminchem. He sets up a mound, a bank, and the svasabeya. Mishonu nesin hekef eitzim oyeven, soviv biyaveh. So Gemara has the kash. Lomolo lemisne chuli sabeya vasel. Leisne habeya vasel. So Rashi says, pshita lom di sela noket linin gebe. Now the Mishnah mentions Sela. So what's the purpose of Sela? That if the Sela is Govei Ayud, so then it is a Rishus Ayochit. And why does he mention Beir? U Beir Linyanemek. Sheneitl Miteichei. U Meitil Rishus Arab. So Din Linyanegevok Kingein Limerit. Mechulia Ulemato. Uchein Dechova Arbo. So Sela. So by mentioning Sela, here the Mishnah advises us that the Sela that is Govei Ayud has it in Rishus Ayochit. Why does the Mishnah have to mention, in addition to Sela, also Beir? So Beir, he wants to tell us that even if it's not Begeva, even if the Yud is Beimek, so that also constitutes a Rishus Ayochit. Because it's not reasonable to assume that the Mishnah mentions Beir, the Chulias HaBeir, to tell us ligabi the geiva of the chulia. In other words, if the geiva of the chulia, itself is ten chochim, so it's a rishus ayochit. So then the Mishnah is repeating itself. Why is it necessary to tell us the same aloche in connection with Sela, in connection with chulia? If the Mishnah is referenced to the case where the chulia itself is goveya, the mound that the bank that he sets up and the svasa beya is itself goveya ten tvochim. So it's mamish the same thing as Sela. What difference does it make of what material the geiva yud is made? So obviously, when the Mishnah mentions Sela and beya, so Sela is definitely mentioned to advise us that if the geiva of the Sela is yud, so it's rishus ayochit. So why is beya mentioned? That if the Beir in Eimek is 10, so it's a Rishus HaYochid. So why does he have to mention Chulias HaBeir? Let him say, let him say, HaBeir Le'Eimek, V'Asela Le'Geib, Din Yeligiz, so he says, Lom Le'Mis the Chulias HaBeir V'Asela, Pshitel Nisala Noket Le'in Geibo, U'Beir Le'in Eimek, Sheneitel Miteich HaMeitel Shus HaRabim, Din Yeligibo, Enkigili Meirit Mechulio Le'mato, Uchrein dechova arbo. In other words, if the chulia itself, the Mishnah wants to tell us that if the geiva of the chulia itself is ten tvochim and it's wide dalet, so then the chulia is a rishus ayochid. Lomu lemisne klal hotonu leisela. So it's the same thing like a sela. Elavada ilimeitzim itechut nebei anoketlo. So the chiddush is not to tell us that the top of the chulia that is gavei ayutvochim and rochiv dalet is a rishus ayochid. That's mentioned in Sela, but The Chiddush is that the Teich HaBeya is Rishis HaYochid. Why? Even though the Mechitzes, even though the Mechitzes do not consist of Geva, but they consist of Emek, it's still Rishis HaYochid. V'chim D'Hochehu, Chul Yolomali, Leis Nabe Elei Megasel LeGeva. So the Gemara says, Misai Elei L'Rav Yechen. Domer Rav Yechenen, Beya V'chol Yosei. Mitztarfin la'asom. So in other words, so there are two pshotim in Teisves, in that Gemara. So according to one pshat in Teisves, so the Gemara is saying that the chiddush of the purpose of the Mishneh in mentioning Chulyas Abeya, that is Rishay Yochid, is to tell us not that if the chulye eats. So then it is a Rishis HaYochid. But even if the Chulye, let's say, is 5 Tvachim high, the Chulye, and the Imek HaBeir is also 5 Tvachim, together it's Yud, so we are Mitzarei. The Imek of 5 and the Geva of the Chulye of 5, and it becomes a Rishis HaYochid. That's one Pshat. The other Pshat in Teisves is that the Gemara is saying, so according to the first Loshen in Teisves, the Gemara is applying the Mishneh of Chulyas HaBeir to the case where the Beir itself does not have an Emek of Yud. It has an Emek of 5. And the Chulyas itself does not have a Geva of Yud. But it has a Geva of 5. So it's Mitzurev, the Emek and the Geva. It's Mitzurev. The second Pshat is no. That even according to the Teretz of the Gemara, the Mishneh has reference to the case where the Chulyas itself is 10 Tvachim high. So what's the Chiddush? That it's a Rishis HaYochid, so that's no Chiddush, because that is mentioned in Sela. But the Mishneh deals with a case where the Chulye itself is Govei Ayud, but the Uvi HaChulye are not Rochet Dalet, but together with the Rechav, Chalal HaBeir, it is Dalet. So the Halacha is that the Chalal HaBeir, the Chalal HaBeir, let's say the Chalal HaBeir is 2 Tvachim, and the Chulye and the Uve HaChulye is also 2 Tvachim. Together it's Dalet, so it's Mitzurim. So why does Gemara say Misayel Rabbi Yechanet? So Bishleim according to the first Loshen, we understand? So Mishneh is telling the same din that Rabbi Yechanet is telling us. But according to the second Pshat taste in the Gemara, so Rabbi Yechanet deals with one thing, that the Beir and the Chulye, the Imek HaBeir and the Geva HaChulye are Mistarev La'asoro, and the Mishneh tells us something else, that the Chalal HaBeir, that the width of the Chalal HaBeir and the Uve HaChulye are Mistarev La'abo, but it's the same oneness. So just as Rabbi Yechanan, since we see from the Mishneh that the Chalal HaBeir and the Uve HaChulye are Mistarev La'abo, so mainly it follows that the Imek HaBeir and the Geva HaChulye are Mistarev La'asoro. Alright. Now Rashi, Mistarfin La'asoro, Lishavi Abir Rishis HaYochid. So it's mashma, Rashi doesn't mention anything about the Uve HaChulye and the Rechav Chalal HaBeir being Mitzurev. So it's mashma that Rashi explains it like the first Loshen Teisves. Lishavi Abir Rishis HaYochid v'meitzi mitech ugan chulye chayit. Tanyin Amor, Beir Rishis HaRabi. Amuko Yud, Urchova Abo, Eimimali Mimeno Bishabz, Elohim Kein Osulo Mirchitze Govei Ayutvoch, Veim Sheisi Mimeno Bishabz, Elohim Kein Hichnis Lo Reishe Verube, Ubeyo Vechul Yoso Mitztarfin Lasson. Now the Rashi, Mirchitze Yud, so in other words, if we have a Beir Bishus Arabi, so you cannot be malik from the beya, because then you are meitzim Rishis HaYochid Rishis HaRabi. Hello, but around the beya, So you make a mechitze, so the enclosed area, the whole enclosed area becomes a mishnah yochid. So so a person can stand in the enclosed area and draw water from the bear. She'amale yimilivni min amchit umal vein sheisim emen. Elon kein hichnis reishe verubi. In sheis lo yilamid al svosov, vilishe bichli. ולהכניס רישי לכלול או לשתיס, כי ניתנה על ים אלינו בשביל רב משהו שיוכת שמיש פחק ויסר. אלו אם כן הכניס רישי ורובי למוקים של שתיס. Now let's see the thesis. מסייר אל רבי יחנן, דיום הרבה וכל יוצא מצטרף לעשות. ואם תאים הרומה צורך ומסניס להשמינו, הותיון אחד הזמן בפרק בסך דייר. ביה בשביל רבים וכל יוצא גביה יתבוכים, חליש על גבו ממעלי ממנו בשבס. So if you have any bear on the Shus Arab, and וכל יוסי is גבייה יוטבוח. So, וכל יוסי is גבייה יוטבוח. So, in other words, there is a mount and a bank, and this was a bear that is 10 tvochim high. And then there is a window in one of the walls, near the bay, chalish al gabov nimalim bimbenu b'shabes. So, and the Gemara in Erev applies it even to a case where the bay is a little removed from the kesel in which there is a chali. Umoike Rabbi Yechanan b'Gemara bismuchalo. V'kom mashmelon the bay of Echul Yosei mitstalfin la'asor. So why? So in other words, so the halacha is that he is allowed to, even though he, let's say, he holds it by rope. I mean, it's connected, let's say, the pail. The pail is tied to a rope, and it's agde biyode. But if so, he'll not be allowed to pull the, let's say, the pail of water from the bay into the chale, because he will pass if there is no chulye that is goveya yutvochim. So memela, that means that the pail of water will pass through a rishus arabi teichyut masheein kein. If it is goveya yutvochim, so it doesn't pass through you, because until negated the bay, so it is a mile of yut, so it's a mokim ptur. And then the pail has to go down. The pail has to go down into the bay. So when it goes down into the bay, since there is a chuli goveya yud, so the whole area is a rishus hayochid. And it has to pass limayom yud, so that derech mokim ptur, so it's muta. Masha'in ken, if there is no chuli goveya yud tvochim, so then when the pail has to go down into the bay, so it has to go down within yud tvochim, from the karaka. So that's the avir of rishus arabim. So even though there is no anoche and it's agde biyodei, because the pail is tied to a rope and he holds the rope, but the rabbanon is still us. But since it's chuliyosi goveya yutvochim, so then when he pulls down, when he throws down the pail through the window into the bay, so when it goes down, so it doesn't pass through the rishus arabim at all, because the whole area is a rishus hayoch. So malo mishabes, so make Rabbi Yechem b'gmore b'smuchalo, because mashul debeir v'chol yosei mitztarfin la'asor. So in other words, so why does the Tanel the Mishnah have to tell us twice? V'yesh leimah di derech Tanel ha'shmeinu b'keitza afal gav shekvor ishmeinu b'mokmachin. Now, so even though the Tanel already advised us this din in Shabbos, so he mentions that Nerev again. V'komashmelon, yeah, kulracha. Kila damrinam b'gish broches. Milza govuche komashmelon. The Erev Shim sheichol b'trumo. Afal gav de mishne shleimo id miseches nigoy. Erev Shim sheichol b'trumo. V'chayin rabid v'shas. So that's the first loshen. So according to the first loshen, the mishne, the Gemara is applying the mishne to the case where the chulye itself is not goveya yud, and but al deitziruf. So the Beir and the Chulye, we have Yud, for the Tzim. Iname, mi yisura de masnis nishmainon di mitstarfin labo ulishtamish al gabo mayre mishim di monach alo omide ulishtamish. So that's the second Lashon thesis, that the Gemara is applying the Mishneh to a case, not to the case where the Chulye itself does not have a Geva Yud. No, the Mishneh deals with the case where the Chulye itself has a Geva Yud. As far as Geva, we don't have to resort to Tzil. But the Uve Achulye itself, another Letvoch, the Uve Achulye. But the Uve Achulye together with the width of the Halal Abeir is the Letvoch. Is the Letvoch. So the Mishneh is telling us that it's Mitzurev. But how can it be Mitzurev and Birush is a Yochid? There is a substantial part of the Beir is a Cholov. The answer is, it's not a Mokim Tashmish of Dalet. It's not a Mokim Roli Tashmish of Dalet. The answer is because of Manachalei, Mido Mishtamish. Samin Esteisve said in the Sugi of Kaveres. So Mele, even though part of the Dalet al Dalet consists of a Cholov, but since he can put something, he say this on it, and be Mishtamish in the Mokim Dalet, so it's considered the Mokim Tashmish of Dalet. Kidamgino Ferikhal, Umayre Kishachulio Gavei Asor, the Beine Gavei Ayud, Loi Mechayev, Neitel Vineisin Al Gabo. Now, so that's a very big Chiddush in this thesis. So Teisa says, obviously, on that point is the Machlekes between the first Lashon Teisa and second Lashon Teisa. Second Lashon Teisa. Because the first Lashon Teisa applies the Mishneh to the case where it's not Gavei Ayud by itself, but it's mitzurev to the Eimek Abeya to be Yud, and still the Mishneh says Hanetel Men Vanisla Gabon Chayev. Here he says in the second Lashon, he says Umarek Ishachulio Gavei Asor the Beinu Gavei Yud Loim Chayev Neitel Vanisla Gabon Neitel. In other words, because why does the Mishneh say that Hanetel Men Vanisla Gabon is Chayev? Why does the Mishneh say that? So that's because the gav of the chulye has a din of a rishus hayochid. Meicha teisei should have a din of a rishus hayochid. Meicha teisei should have a din of a rishus hayochid. So if the chulye itself, if the uveya chulye itself, let's say this is the chulye, and if this, the uveya chulye itself, is dalet al dalet, fine. So then it's a rishus hayochid. But even if the chulye itself, the uvi achulye itself, is not a rishus hayochid, according to what Teisves says here, so in other words, so the chulye is gavei asor, but it becomes dalet al dalet, but with the tziruf, with the width of the halal abeya. So why does it have a din of a rishus hayochid? So it's because of that kal v'chomer, the Gemara says. Rabbi Yechonen says that Kesel versus Arabim Gavei Ayud Vin Rochef Arba Umukif Likam was Rishus Hayachid. So Gemara Adna Baye, but then Nula said Kalachim Alachir Meisim Mechitzel Atzmei Kolshkin. So if you have a Kesel that makes it into Rishus Hayachid, if that Kesel makes it into Rishus Hayachid, so Memele, if it encloses a certain area as a Rishus Hayochid, so Mele, the Gava Kesel itself, even though it could not be a Rishus Hayochid on the basis of the Aloche of Amud Goveya Yud Virochev Dalet, because it's not Rochev Dalet, so Mele, but on the basis of the Kalvachemer, it has a din of Rishus Hayochid. So here too, if the Chulye is Goveya Asor, so even though the Uveya Chulye itself is not Dalet al Dalet, is not Dalet al Dalet, but, and it together with the Tziruf of the width of the Halal Abeya, it is Dalet al Dalet. So, but since it encloses a Rishus Hayochid, so Mele the Gav Achulye has a din of Rishus Hayochid. That's why the Mishnah says Hanitam Nisal Gabon is Chayev. But suppose it's not Gavei Ayud. But it is Gavei Hey, and together with the Emek Habeir of Hey, it is a Rishus Hayochid, so then the Kal V'Chomer does not apply. Now, the Kal V'Chomer does not apply. So So that is Teisa Shita, so it's a big chiddush. One second. So that's a big chiddush. In other words, that even though the Eime Kei and the Geiva Hei of the Keisel are mitzuref to Yud to make the whole area into which is a Yochid, but as far as the Keisel Hei is concerned, we don't say why not? Because that Keisel itself does not make it into Rishay Yochid. But that Keisel of Hay, together with the Keisel Habeya, the Eimekei, make it into Rishay Yochid. So why shouldn't it apply the Kalachim? Now the Miri is Chilik. Now I said before that apparently the first Loshen Teisves is also Chilik. I mean, it's not Muchach. If you want, you can say that the first Loshen in Teisves is not chilek on this chiddush of the second Loshen in Teisves. You can say, because the first Loshen in Teisves applies the Mishnah according to the first Loshen in Teisves. So the Mishnah is reference to a case where the chulye itself is not Govei Ayud. But on the other hand, maybe according to the first Loshen in Teisves, so the chulia has dalet. And it's mitzuref, and with the imek of hay of the beir, it's mitzuref the yud. So memele it is a rishusayochid. So it is a rishusayochid. The gav, ha chulia becomes a rishusayochid without recourse to the kalvachema. Mashink in the second Loshen Teisves. The second Loshen Teisves says that it doesn't have dalet. But the chulia itself is govei asoro. So only because the chulia itself is govei asoro, so mimele. So then we can apply the kalvachemer. But if the chulia itself is not govei asoro and it has to be mitzuref with the emekei, not. So we could say that maybe the first loshen in Teisves is not chilek on the chiddush in the second loshen in Teisves. But the miri. Is chilek on Teisves Chiddush. And the Miri says that even if the Geva Chulye itself is not Yud, but since there is a kill between the Emekei of the Keisel Habeya and the Geva Hei of the Chulye, so Mimele we can still apply the Kalachim. Now the Ran also says that. The Ran and the Miri. Beir v'chol yosem istav v'asor. Pirish. V'miniach meshus harabim alei sechulye. Afal pishin v'chov adalet. So in other words, Yishayev. Mishim damrin ala achirin gerem es mechitza l'atmo ekolsh. V'adinim yotol meno v'niach alei shus harabim chayu v'dinu kilo shus ayochi. So since it's mitzurev, so memele we can apply the kalachina. And the Miri also says that. המשנה השנייה, בכוונו ובבייר החלק השני, והוא שומע, חול יסבר ועשה לפיר, שחול יסבר כשחיף חינס הבייר, מניח חינס אופו סביבו, לא יסלי כמעקי, וכבר יודעתו שכל שהבייר גובי העשור ורוחב הבור, נידין כשוס היוחד, ולא יצרח למדו בזה, עד שאם הבייר ועשה לה שם גאים עשור, שכבר נסבר אלו שהוא מדיע משנסים, וזה גמור עשס, שאם אין בבייר עשור, אלו שמחיץ זו משלמו, סילה עשור, together with the עמק הבייר, כי שתחשיב מתקרקע הסבר, עצבס החולי, הרי חולי זו משלמס, וכל שהוא בישוס הרבים עושה לטלקל בישוס הרבים, מסייכם תיכל לישוס הרבים, ואינם שם יש ואיזה חולי בסבוס החייב, הוא ואין. Now, ואין, but it's written in this mere ואין, but it's a mistake. וכן, המשם יש ואיזה חולי, בסבוס החייב, כי הוא וקייס להבייס, שהוא נידין כשוס היוחי. כמי שאומרו, לאחר אם איזה מחיצו, לעצמו לכל שם. All right. So in other words, so in other words, so we have actually, it's mistaba like the Chiddush HaRan and the Meiri. There is a halacha, so what difference does it make? After all, whether the chulia itself is gavei asoro, the chulia itself is gavei asoro, or it is mitzuref of Emek and Geva. Yes, what is it?
The Miri is his reference to the where the board is rough of Dalit. It's just a question of the Mashlam Lasora.
No.
This is Mashlam Lasora, but it's rough of Dalit, not the Geva case. He doesn't mention the rough of Dalit.
No, so he says, וכמו יודעתו שכל שהבי יגובי עשור ורוחף ארבו נידן כשסיון. That he mentions, if it's רוחף ארבו. כל הבי יגובי עשור ורוחף ארבו. He doesn't say that the חוליה is רוחף ארבו. Naturally, I mean, if the bear is not רוחף ארבו, he mentions. If the bear is not רוחף ארבו, so how could it be a רשוס היוחית? A bear that is גובי עשור ורוחף ארבו נידן כשס היוחית. That's all he says. All right, fine. No.
But the Tosfos is his reference to where the Chulia Sabor is mashlim.
If the chulias abeir is gavei ayud and it's rochev dalet, so that's an amud gavei ayud and rochev dalet. So memele it's a rishus ayochit. So the gav of the amud is a rishus ayochit because of the loch of amud, not because of the kalvachemer. You see. So when do we have to resort to the kalvachemer if the chulias is gavei ayud, but it's not dalet, but it's mitzurefu if the width of the halal abeir into dalet al dalet. So then we have to resort to kalvachina. But if the width of the chulias abeir is itself dalet, so then it's not chayach. So then it's a rishayochit by itself.
But isn't are we dealing with the problem that the boar is not rochav dalet, and with the chulias mitzarif the rochav of the
boar? Yeah, fine. No, okay. But the chulia itself.
But the Miri doesn't refer to that case. The Miri refers to the case where the boar is
Rochev. No.
The
only shaylus mitzarek la'asorah. No, fine, the bear is Rochev Abo, but the chulia is not Rochev Abo. The chulia is not Rochev Abo. The width of the chulia is not Rochev Abo. And even though the geva of the chulia is not by itself yud, but it's mitzuref to the ime kabeya. So we still apply the aloche of lachir meis mechitel asmir kolshki. All right, now, so the question is, why does Teisve say that we don't apply the aloche of lachir meisim mechitel asmir kolshki? It's mistaber that we should apply, even though the chulia itself is not govei ayud, but together with the eime kabeir it's govei ayud. So mainly it makes it into mechitel lachir meisim mechitel so asmir kolshki. Why is Teisve shite contrary to the shite of most rishonim? Most rishonim achilik on Teisve. Now. So it seems the taste holds. Now the question is this: when we say that the imikabeir is mitzuref with the, I think I once discussed it. The imikabeir is mitzuref with the geva achuli. So in other words, so you have why? Because you have the imikabeir is 5, and the chulia is 5. Chulia is a case. So. What kind of a mechitze is the imek abeya? So you can say it's the kesel. Is the kesel of the bear inside? Is the kesel of the bear inside? But when you have a kesel, let's say, so you can mark down the limits of that kesel. You have a kesel. So that is the kesel, that is the mechitze. The mechitze is from here to here. But suppose you have here a cholal abeya. And then you have the inside kesel of the bear. So what is the kesel? Where does the kesel end? So you have the inner surface, the inner side. The inner side of the kesel is inside the bear. And where is the outside? The outside side of the kesel? Where? I mean, up to the arm. Where is it? So where is the mechitz? You have to have a tangible mechitze. So when you have a kesel, you set up a kesel. So that's the mechitze. That's the mechitze. But the imekut. So what is the mechitze? Suppose the bear is ime omekut. So it's a mechitze. So what is the mechitze? What are the mechitzes? It has to have four mechitzes on all sides. So you also have four mechitzes on all sides. Inside the bear. So you have all the sides inside the bear. So that's one side. So that's the inner side. And where is the where does it end, that kesel? The whole kakarilo? So we have to say that it has a din of mechitze. It's not an actual mechitze. And that is, I once asked, why do we have now, according to Rashi, that the machlek is between Rav Chisda and Ameima. Rav Chisda Ameima, when it says Gidut Chamisho Mechitze Chamisho. So, according to Rashi, what does it mean, Gid Chamish and Chit Chamish? Eimek and Geva. So, Rav Chisda says, it's not Mitzoev. Bishleim, according to Rishenim, that Gid Chamish and Chit Chamish means a tail hay, a mountain hay, and a kesel hay. So Rav Chisda only says, in regard to a tail hay and a kesel hay, that's not Mitzoev. But Eimek and Geva is Mitzoev. But according to Rashi, the Gid Chamisha Mechitza Chamisha means Beir Hei and Kesel Hei. So Rav Chisda says it's not Mitzuref. Why is that Mitzuref? I mean, after all, it's the same thing. We have a Geva of Yud. So at that time, so I said, I think, that the reason is why Rav Chisda says that it's not Mitzuref. Why do we have to resort to Tzil? Why do we have to resort to Tzil? So the answer is because from the standpoint of the level of the Karka Elom, so it's two separate things. So one is Emek and one is Geva. But it could be that the reason as to why we have to resort to Tziru is because, not only because we might consider it from the level, from the point of view of the level of Karka Elom. So Memele, one is Emek and one is Geva. So Memele we have to resort to Tziru. No. We can consider it from the point. Why should we consider it from the point of view of the level of the Karka Elom? Let us consider it from the point of view of the level of the Karka Beir, and from the point of view of the level of the Karka Beir, it's all Geva. So we shouldn't even have to resort to a concept of Tzil. So it could be because in a Beya, so you don't have a Kesel. Where do you have a Kesel? I mean, the Kesel, it goes up to the Yam, the whole Kaka'ela. So it couldn't be considered as a, so what is considered as the Mechitze? The inside surface of the side of the Kesel Abeir inside. So just as L'gabi Amut. So what is L'gabi Amut? So what is the Mechitze? How does Rashi explain? Amut Goveya Yud Rochev Dalet. So we say that the sides of the Amut is good asik. So in other words, so we imagine that just the sides, the two-dimensional side, so goes up. So in other words, so it has a din mechitze. And according to Rashi, we have to resort to good asik, and what goes up, just the sides. So in other words, so it's a din mechitze, it's not an actual mechitze. By Amud Goveya Yud V'rochev Dalet. So it's a din mechitze. According to Rashi, it's based upon the aloche of Gudasik Mechitzte. And according to some other Rishenim, it's not based upon the aloche of Gudasik Mechitzte. But it's a din mechitze, it's not an actual mechitze. An actual mechitze is a kesel that is makiv, a hollow space. That's an actual mechitze. But Amut is not an actual mechitze. Not an actual mechitze. So memele, the kesel abeir inside, in as much as it doesn't end, it extends. The Kesel Abeir extends to how is coextensive with the Karka Elam. Where does it end? It ends at the Yam, it ends. So Mimele, it only has a Din Mechitze. If it has a Din Mechitze, so Mimele, Mashainkin, the Kesel of five, that's an actual Mechitze. It's an actual Mechitze. So we have to resort. So you have to resort to tziruf. So mimele, teis veshite is that this aloche of lacheri meise mechitze le'atzmi likolshken can only apply to a case where the chulye itself is gavei ayud. So if the chulye itself is gavei ayud, so mimele that makes it. That is the thing that makes it into erush sayochi. So la'atzmi likolshken mashein kein if the chulye itself is just five, and the other five of Eimek has a din mechitze. So mele we have to resort to a din of tziruf. So since we have to resort to a din of tziruf, so we don't apply the aloche of la'achir meisim mechitze la'atzmi likolshken. U'mayle kishachulye gavei asof dibeinu gavei ayud loy mechayev neitel v'neisim agav v'ashte ose shapir odikton ed masnisim dvein asof v'hodi nokat pname al gabon. So it's just a shap. Vi masnis litzdar v'asoro koma. Vei nachuli govi asoro. Leos a shapir. Hodiktoni govi asoro. V'anis al gabon nami nechayev. Kishimaniach al gav achulie. Kishini govi asoro. Even though it's mitzurev, but we don't apply the aloche of lachir and isimachit las mekosh. Now, according to second question in Teisves, why does the Gemara say Misayel Rabbi Yechanan? So Rabbi Yechanan says one thing, that Beir v'chul Yosi mistar from Asoro, and now Mishnah tells us that the Uve Achulye and the Halal Abeir are mistar of Arba. So the Maram explains it. So it's the same Lomdes, in other words. So it's a Raya. So just as we see that the Geva Achulye is Mitzuref to the Imek Abeir, Ligabi Asoro, so in the same way, so that's an analogy. So in the same way, so there is a Din of Tziruf, so Memele, in the same way, just as we see that the Uvi Achulye and the width of the Halal Abeir are Mitzuref Arba, so it's a Raya that the Mitzuref, the Deimek and the Geva can also be Mitzuref. Yes?
Also, couldn't be explained that the Lepayim and Haveris that the Tziruf Dalet, so you don't apply the Halacha because it has to be makif for mokum dalit, but if it itself is mitzarif to dalit, you can't apply it. It's not also mechitza. The mokum itself is not mukif mechitzas. So that's why you don't apply the halacha. Since it itself, even if the whole chulia was yud, was to be mitzarif to dalit, so you would do.
All right. Elohim kinosolo mechitze, the next stage is Elohim kinosolo mechitze gavei ayut vochit. Avol passing on the hand. Elo bibeo maim chayim oi beiro rabi. Kiditnam beferik eisim passing. Avol beira yochid eisim emechitze. Now Teisve says, I will pass him with Mahane. Now there is a aloche that that Dyumdin, the passive Biroi, so that makes it into a Rishus HaYochid, the whole enclosed area around the Be'er, and it makes it a Rishus HaYochid, even though it does not have Mechitzes Mures, it just has Dyumdin. In other words, an Amo in each corner. An Amo, so you have four Dyumdin, so in other words, so then it's considered as if it is Mukev all around. So, but that aloche, of course, Midraise, Dyumdin is a good Mechitze. But Midrabonon, a Dyumdin is not enough. But the Chachomim were matter, they made a special kule. Even Midrabonon, in order to accommodate the Ilri Golim, so that they could be mashke, the behemoths of the Ilri Golim, so it could be mashke water from them. So it's only for the purpose, so that kule Midrabonon is only for the purpose of accommodating the behemoths of the Ilri Golim. So Mimele, but to use it, not for the purpose of being mashke the behemoths of the Golem, then it's also Midrabon. Unless we have Mechitzes Mures. So Memele, the aloche is that when is it muter, when can we rely, even in respect to being mashke the behemoths of the Golem, only if it is a beir, a well. So the usually in a bay or in a well, so the water supply is inexhaustible. But if it is a bay, so it might be exhausted, so then it will not be necessary for the Ilri Golim, for the behemoths of the Ilri Golim, so then the Chachomim will not matter it. But the way Teisve says it is only in accordance with Rav Akiva in the Mishneh Neira. Echot Beir HaRabim, Echot Boir HaRabim, U Beir HaRabim. Beir is a well, I mean, so it's Mevei HaMayim. It emanates water. And Beir is just, so that is exhaustible. So Echot Beir HaRabim, U Beir HaRabim, U Beir HaYochid, Eisin Lohe, U Beir HaYochid, Eisin Lepasim. Aber li beir ha-yochid, eisim li mechitzi gobei yutvochim. Dibur Rav Akiva. Rabbi Yudim ben Bove Eimeir, ein eisim pasim, el li beir ha-rabim bilvat. And we pasken like Rabbi Yudim ben Bove. In other words, it has to be tartal it ibuse. Di ike tartal im al-yuse. First of all, that it emanates, so it's very unlikely that the supply of water should be exhausted. So it will always be capable of accommodating the needs of the Ilri Golim, the behemoths of the Ilri Golim, and it has to be of Rabbi. So Rabbi, in case the water is exhausted, so then one is reminds the other. So he paske maya mitkeradon. So in other words, according, and we paske like Rabbi Yudah ben Bov. So in other words, that even if it's of Rabbi, so only if it's a bay or not a bay. Here Teisa says, I will pass him a mahane, I will be beir mayim chayim. So then even if it's not a rabbim, even if it's a beir of a yochid, or a beir or a rabbim, so even though it's not a beir, but just a beir. So that's in accordance with Rav Akiva, not in accordance with Rav Yudah ben Bov. Kitnam firk eisim pasim, avo beir a yochid eisil mechitz, vidavke omu kiyud verechaf arba, dehave rishus a yochid, avo poches mikan, dehave kamales, lo yechmiru kol kach. So he says, when do we say that only because of the Tzirech Ilri Golim? So we are Matir Pasi, with Rabbon, Pasi Berois. But if it's not for the purpose of accommodating the Ilri Golim, let's say a Beira Yochid, so then with Rabbonon we cannot rely on this kind of Mechitze, of Yumdi. So that is only if the Beir is Omekut and Rechafar. And this is it is set up in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, the midst of the Rishus HaRabim. Aval poches mikan, if the Beir is not omekiyud, so memele the Beir without any mechitzes. So what would the Beir, what kind of a din would the Beir have? A kamalas. So without any dyum din. So there would only be an Isra Rabbonon if he would draw water from the Beir, which is a kamalas, into the Rishus HaRabim. So the Rabbonon, so memele, if he sets up the mechitzes of dyum din, so even though it's not necessary for the Ilri Golim, so memele it's mutar even the Rabbonon. Aval poches mikon de have kamalas, lo yachmiru kol kach, u mishtere shapra vipas. Boi menei rav mortche mirov, omud bi Rishus HaRabim. Govei ayud, virochev dalet, vizorak vinoch al gabo. Mal, mi amrinon hare akire bi iser hara anoche bi iser, o idil mo kibndim kin ptur kaas yeloi. So, Rav Mordechai inquired from Rove, suppose you have an amud b'Rishus HaRabim, it's govei ayud v'rochet dalet, and then someone threw a chayvitz, and that the amud, whether it's chayv or not. Now, why shouldn't he be chayv? That's a double poshut. The Talmud b'Rishus HaRabim govei ayud v'rochet dalet v'Rishus HaYochid. So why shouldn't it be chayv? Mi amrinon hare yakir b'isa anoche b'isa. So memele, he was a yakir b'Rishus HaRabim, and it was noch b'Rishus HaYochid. Oy dilmo, kim bokim ptur ka'as yeloi. In view of the fact that it passes through the mokim ptur before it falls down on the surface of the amrin, it passes through the mokim ptur, so that's considered like a hefsek in the zrike, and the male is part. Now let's see what Rashi says. Hayakira b'isa mishus rabim, haranoche b'isa mishus hayoch. Mimokim tu kasi. Sheyefsha shalu yikbi atchilo limaylo min ha'amud. Shehu mokim tu. Sheyine ave rishus rabim. Ve'ave rishus hayochid name lehavi. Dechi amrinon rishus hayochid. Ele ad lerokia. Hanen mile kineged rishus hayochid. Aval hai. Mikame dilim tele avu amud ad biya lemaylo ma'asot. So in other words, so Rashi says in so many words that just as the avia of a Rishus HaYochid that is mukef with four mechitzes, so is elad l'rokia, so the avia of the amud, even though it's not mukef with actual mechitzes, and the mechitzes are legal mechitzes because we consider the sides of the amud as if they went up as mechitzes, and we apply according to Rashi davov, so we apply the aloche of gudasik, so mainly it becomes mukev mechitzes because we imagine as if this goes up and this goes up and this goes up, so mainly anyone who stands here on top is surrounded by mechitzes. So but there is no actual mechitzes, it's a din mechitzes. So even Ligabe Amud that is Otum, we apply the aloche of Rishus HaYochid Eila Adorakia. And according to Rashi Davov, now that's Rashi Davov, so it's based upon Gudasik Mechitzi. Oh, Rashi Davov, Komash Melon Gmur, Davov on the base. Tleim Azui Shenigmur Miya Mechitzi Shalo, Sheyesh Lo Mechitzes Mikol Tzad, Kei Chrit, Vechein Geder. That's an Amud. The Amurino Midalet Zdodin, Gud Asik, Pnei Amchitze Al Reishei, V'nimtzo Reishei Mukav Midalet Zdodin, Uchloli Dalet. So Rashi Shita is that the aloha which Ayochid Eila Adorakia applies to an amud too, not only to a mokei that is mukev mechitzes. All right. So then the Gemara says, so what is the shaila? The shaila is true that chayfetz when it rests on the surface of the amud. So there is hanoche completely in the Rishus HaYochid, but before it rests on the amud, so it passes through the mokim ptur or the malam yud. So maybe the passage of through the mokim ptur that in itself is a hefsek in the itzon. Amalei mas bisni. Ose shaila Rav Yosef, omer masnisen. Ose shaila Abaye, omer masnisen. In other words, where is according to Rav Motre? So it's isofik. So Rove and Rabaye and Rav Yosef, they all held that it's no isofik. It's a dova pshites. That is ha. Omer hu, kulche bireike da'adod etefik. I mean, that's an idiot. You all spit with the same spit of each other. In other words, you all say the same thing. Omalei v'atlo itizbere. V'atlo itizbere. In other words, but it is a mishnah mefureshes. V'atnan hanetel mehen v'neis nagabon chai. So that's the seller. Omalei dilme masnisen bimachat. So in other words, maybe the mishnah has reference to a case where he threw a machat, a needle. So mimele, let's say according to Rashi, we have to say, so if it's a very light object like a needle, so he doesn't even have to pass through lemailo, miyut. So it can pass toichyut, and then rest on the seller. He doesn't have to go through a height of lemailo miyut. According to Rashi, we have to explain that to him. Bimachat. Machat nami efshad lemidli yepurte. So, but if machat, so it has to be lifted. So before it rests on the surface, which is exactly yud, so it must be lifted above the yud. Lifted above the yud. And then fall down on the surface of the amud, of the seller. This limerosh. In other words, we can apply the Mishnah to the case where there is a projection on the seller, and in that projection of the seller, it's a little lower. So it's less than yud. So mimele, the needle, in order to fall on the seller, does not have to go to pass through a height higher than yud. In amid rami bechritze, let's say there is a cleft, a hole in the seller, and then the machat passed within yud, it didn't pass at the high in the avial emailam yud, and then it rested. So true, it had to be lifted above the place where it rested, but it was lifted above the ground of that cleft, of that hole. So, and there it rested in the cleft. So mele, at no moment did it pass in an area higher than yud. In amid rami bechit. Now let's see the Rashi. Masnisni. Hanitl mehem anis al-galon chayv. Biruk el adot et ofis. Kulchem reik echot atem reikim. Vatl et izbered masnisni bimachad ein egvo. Diis le lisala mirosho nomuch. Miyud. Vichidin di kula govei ayud. Bar mahir lirosho. Viyiu lahave mokim choshu. Have lechure reshut ayochi. So Rashi emphasizes the fact that viyiu lahave mokim choshu. In other words, because Rashi was bothered. If the needle fell into the cleft or into the projection, the projection spot that it was a little lower, so at that point where the needle rested, it was not Govei Ayud. So why should it be higher? Should it be higher? So it shouldn't have a din of Rishus Ayochid? At that point where the needle fell, it wasn't Govei Ayud. It was a much less than you. So Rashi says, no. Even that spot where the needle fell, that was a mashu, nomuch miyud, but it also has a din of Rishus Ayochid. Why? Because of the aloche of Chur Rishus Ayochid. So why does Rashi say, v'iyu lehavim mokim choshu? It's Chur Rishus Ayochid. It's certainly open that spot that is a little lower, or the cleft, is certainly open to the surface of the cellar. So memele, it's Chur Rishus Ayochid. Why does Rashi have to say, v'iyu lehavim mokim choshu, hav lechur Rishus Ayochid? So it seems that Rashi is l'shitosei. Now Rashi, in the Chiddush HaRan, says it here in so many words, an hour before. Rashi Bar Zayin on the base in Shabbos So the shlime bimokim chakak lechalal lechalal yud gobeya ad akiru. Nase kol abai skuli chur vishayochi. Moi koisra vishayochi. Ubehem churim tlape vishayochi. Sheim ke vishayochi. Vane name. Kidin di neged achakak vishayochi gomu. Ino chave peis shel tashmishe vishayochi. So in order to explain the halacha of churim vishayochi, that has a din of vishayochi, so Rashi emphasizes have a pei shel tashmish reshus hayochid. Pei shel tashmish reshus hayochid. Why tashmish reshus hayochid? And what's the relevance of tashmishing ligabe reshus hayochid? Bishleim ligabe reshus harabim, we understand that in order to be a reshus harabim, so it must be handled by rabbi. But ligabe reshus hayochid, so why is tashmish reshus hayochid important? So we see from this Rashi that even vis-a-vis Rishus HaYochid, so the fact that the Bnei Rishus HaYochid are mishtamish in it, that's important. Because the whole halacha of Chur Rishus HaYochid is Rishus HaYochid, even though it could not be a Rishus HaYochid by itself, but it, because it becomes bottled to the Rishus HaYochid. So there is such a thing as being bottled to Rishus HaYochid too. And that's the halacha of Chur Rishus HaYochid. Is Rishus HaYochid. So how can it become bottled to Rishus HaYochid? Only because the Bnei Rishus HaYochid are mishtamish in it. So he no have a pei shel tashmish Rishus HaYochid. And the Chiddush Aran, now a little further, also says the same thing.
Thank you.
No, I don't find that expression in the Ram. I saw it in the Ram. But anyway, the Ram says here that the same thing that Rashi says. But there is another Lashon in the Ram from which is Mashma that is based upon the Tashmishin. Anyway, so that is Mivuer in Rashi Davo. That the Aloche of Churer Rishus Ayochi. Churer Rishus Ayochi. So, as a dinner is Ayochi, because it's Peyes Tashmishin Bnei Rishus Ayochi. So, Mele. So Rashi was bothered, so that is Shayach, let's say, Churer Rishus Ayochid in the house. So it becomes bottled to Rishus Ayochid because the Bnei Rishus Ayochid are Mishtamish in it. So meal is bottled. Vasheinke, this cleft, or this Mirosho, this lower point, the lower spot in the surface, the slant in the surface, so that is. There is no ishtamshes in it. So Mimela, how could it be bottled to the Rishus Ayochid? So Rashi says, Enochaname, when do we have to resort to the fact that there is ishtamshes Bnei Rishus Ayochid, and without the ishtamshes of the Bnei Rishus Ayochid? Without the ishtamshes of the Bnei Rishus Ayochid. So he's not chayev. So it's not the Rishus Ayochid. If the churer rishus ayochid has chshives nitzal, so meila if it has chshives, it cannot become bottled to rishus ayochid unless there is ishtamshes of bnei rishus ayochid. But if there is no ishtamshes of bnei rishus ayochid, how can it become bottled to the rishus ayochid? Just because it's open to the rishus ayochid. But even though the churim in the building. So, Armokim became his chshuvim, but in view of the fact that they are peis tashmishei bnei rishus ayochid, so mele they can still become bottled. But without the tashmishim of the ishtamshes of bnei rishus ayochid, it couldn't become bottled. Masheinkein, in the case of murshe, or the cleft in the surface of the cellar, where it's not imokim choshuv by itself, so mele it can become bottled to the surface of the cellar without ishtamshes of the bnei rishus ayochid. Now, the thesis. Oy dilmo kivim de mepto koasie kasel iloy vim tema. A maiko me boyle tip shit me detanye be fer kam a meits me khomes le platje der stop khay. Wer hot a meishit wer hot a zeireik khay. Va amrin ovi ha meits maso le maiva maso khay. So all the shenim is the same kash. How could Rav Mordechai have a sofik as to whether in the case of Omud Bishis Ram Gavi Yehud Rochel Dalet, even though this Rike is from the Rishus Rab, and the Anoch is an Rishus Ayochid, and the Anoch is completely in the Rishus Ayochid, but maybe it's potter because it passes through a neutral zone. But it's Gemara Mefreshes, Hameitzi Michonis Liplatye Derech Stov is Chayek, even though he walks through a neutral zone. So we see that the fact that there is an intervening neutral zone, a neutral act, so that is not, that does not interrupt the Itzoy. That is not Mivatel Dakir. Ve'achod ha-meishit ve'achod ha-zeirik chay, ve'amrin al-yil ha-meitzi maso le-mailo maso chay. Un'foresh ha-raf peiroz, didav ke kishe posakechi b'mokim p'tur komiboy. Ki gen shezorach le-mailo miyut ki neged avir ishus ha-rab. Ve'yorato even balachsen v'noch al-gabe, v'noch al-am. Die Ride so eine mit ihre Origin der Kirche. Wir geben die mit dem Mokim Tokasie, je Chef sich bin akir geschehen war noch, aber im Sorak Mamisch gegen der Amut, schon hol Khobalachsen Klau, el hol Khom Kirche. Ad Amut is va de Hai, vi davke bizerik mit boyle. Ki mit der Rasch, aber leit sie und mach nis, psit ali de Hai. Hai, wir hod meise Reihe. מהנסי והנסי נהגה בפחייב, היינו משום דימשמל אל מיירה בכל עניין, בין בזרק, בין במשת. כדיתניה, Bereiche, as Eric Potter, wa meishit chai, wa ashtali domi le meitzi mechonis le plati derach stov, de osa mikeichi bo ol yesh yisra. So the Rav Peiros, he says, that the Rav Motre did not have a sofik, maybe on account of the fact that the chifetz passes to a neutral zone, so Mimele, that constitutes a hefsek in the itzor. That's a Gemara Mefureshes of Ameitzi, Michonus Leplati Derech Stof Chayev, and even vis-a-vis Zerek, so we say that is Chayev. So through the ball passes through the stove, through a Mokim Ptur, so that doesn't constitute a hefsek, so why should the passage of the needle? Of the passage of the chifetz and the needle sign. So the passage of the chifetz, constitute the hefsek. But thereby the Rav Motre has reference to a case where it rests, it falls upon the amud, not directly from kecher or rishay, but through keach kecher. In other words, that first it through keche, it went. It went l'maylam yud, and then it's yorado evin balachse. So that's keach keche. That's a keach keche. So since it went down, the evin went down al yidei keach keche. So mimele. So perhaps it's a hefsek. So what is the abaye of Rav Motre? Is the abaye of Rav Motre whether keach keche is considered laizrike biyodayim or not? So then he doesn't even have to mention the fact that it passed through a mokim tur. Even if it didn't pass through a mokim tur, he could ask the same abaye. In other words, the abaye is whether keach keche is considered laizrike biyodayim or keach keche is like rome. No, so it's mashma from Rav Peiros. That as far as Keach Keche is concerned, so Keach Keche is not considered as Grom. Keach Keche is also a Maisa Gedayim. There's a difference between Keach Keche and Keach Shem. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Bitke de Maye, Haiman de Posak, Bitke de Maye, in other words, if there is, he takes, let's say, a pipe with water, and he lets it, and lets the water pour, and then he kills a human being. So if he kills a human being with the keach rishon, fine. But if he kills a human being through the keach sheni, in other words, after the water rests, so then it goes over a person and kills him, so then he's potter of mis, because that's gomer. So that's keach sheni. But keach keche, we see from this from Rav Peiros that keach keche is not considered as keach sheni. Now, this is the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Daf Ayin Zayin Omer Beis. Omer Apope, Haiman de Kapsu Lechavre Vashku Lebitke de Maye. Gira de Deyu, Umichayel. Hanu Mile Bekeach Rishin, Avu Bekeach Shein Nikrome Baumel. Vi Omer Apope, Zorak Tzreir Lemayel. Vi Hol Chol Izdodi, he threw the Tzreir Lemayel. And then it went to the sides, Vi Alachsen, Vi Hogo. So Yishayel. Omer Leimar Barabashi Rav Pope, my time is in the Keiche, I Keiche, Tezel Yil. So, Monefshah, if it's Keiche, so then it should go up after all he threw it up. We love Keiche, Tezel Itachas, Elo Keiche Kochashu. It's a derivative force. It's a derivative force. So, Mimele is high. Elo Keiche Kochashu. Any keichi chozok, elok tzas keichi yeshkan. V'haydo le'azel yil, mishim shikolo keich hezik azrike. V'oeven chizeres l'aretz. Aval adayin hi oileches hi mimikzas keichi. Mimikzas keichi. So in other words, so that is, and the Chiddush Aram says, that's the difference between hol cholitz dodi and zorak tzchir le'maylo, and then it will kill when it goes down. Because when Zorak Tzchir Lemailo and it kills while it's Eilech Litzdodin, so then it's not Mamish Keche, but it's a derivative force. So Mimele, it's not considered Gome. But if it'll be Zorak Tzreel Emailo, and then it'll go down, so when it goes down, why does it go down? Because of gravity, so then it'll be Potter. So anyway, so the Pshat in Harav Peiros is that Keach Keichei, now, this is not like Lizdodim. Lizdodim is more than Keach Keichei. Lizdodim. But Teisves says, Kein Shezorak Lemailo Meyut Kenegad Ave Vishes Arabim, Viyorat Oeven Bealachsein, Vinocha Ala Omut. So, that's Keach Keichei. So we see from Teisves that even Keach Keichei is not considered common. Not only Holcholitz Dodin is not considered Grome, because Holcholitz Dodin is Keach Kochosh. It's more than Keach Keichei, it's Keach Kochosh, it's a derivative force. But even Keach Keichei is not considered Grome. That we see from Rav Peiros. But, so, he certainly should be Chayek. So if there hadn't been an intervening neutral zone, then he certainly would be Chayek. Because Keach Keichei is not considered Grome. But in view of the fact that it's a Keach Keichei and it passes a neutral zone, some mele, since it comes down on the Mokim Chiyu through Keach Keichei, and before it comes down on the Mokim Chiyu, so it passed through a neutral zone with Keichei. So through the neutral zone it went mikeiche, and the mokim chiyuv it went mikeiche. So mimele, so one alternative in the mind of Rav Mordechai was that even though keiche it was not a reading of grome, but in this case where it goes through the mokim ptur mikeiche, and it comes down on the mokim chiyuv through keiche, so the passage through a neutral zone Mikeichei, it constitutes a hefsek, and there is no tziruf between the akire and the hanoche by virtue of the fact that there was a change in the direction of the chayfes. So in other words, why is there an alternative in the mind of Rav Mordechai that he should be poter, not because of the possibility that Keach Keichei is not a Maisa B'Yadayim, it's Gome, but on account of the fact that the change in the direction from the passage in the neutral zone to the fall and the Mekoyim Chiyuv constitutes a Hefsek. But as far as Keach Keichei itself is concerned, so then, he certainly couldn't be put. Now we see Tesis emphasizes the Davke Kishet Posa Keichei B'Mokim Tu. Tesis doesn't say if the Pshat Rav Peiros had been that the Sofik of Rav Mordechai is as to whether Keach Keichei is Grome or Maisa B'Yodayim, so he shouldn't say Davke Kishet Posa Keichei B'Mokim Tu Kamei Boyale, because maybe there is no Anoche B'Yodayim, there is Anoche Al de Grome. No, he doesn't say that. Keach Keichei is a Maisa B'Yadayim, is not Grome. Just as Keach Kochush is not Grome, so Keach Keichei also is not Grome. And that's different than Zorak Chetzel Milo, and then it kills a human being when it goes down. Because then, when it kills a human being when it goes down, it's not through a derivative force of the person, it's through the force of gravity that it kills a human being. So maybe that's Grome. Mashein Kein, in this case, even though it's not as much as Keach Kochush, it's less than Keach Kochush. But Keach Keichei is also considered Maisa B'Yadayim. But, in view of the fact that in the Mokim Tur,